and this is very hard for me, so please bear with me.
Sure.
But I'm bearing my soul tonight. I'm the father of a four-year-old. The four-year-old is at the developmental level in most of his life skills of a two-year-old. Oh. He is just now learning to talk. He is not yet able to, use the potty. He is not yet able to, prepare food for himself in the event that, we're not home or anything like that. He's 100% dependent on us for just about everything. If he does not know how to articulate something with words, he will become frustrated, and the frustration builds very quickly, and it becomes volcanic. We then experience something called a meltdown, where the crying and screaming and carrying on, it becomes hellish. And that's the other side of autism. It's the side that is so profoundly disturbing to everybody. It's the side that scares people. These children start out apparently normal at infancy, yet in some, they cry for no reason, and no matter how hard their poor mothers try, they won't be comforted. There's no amount of cuddling that'll make them feel comfort. So they cry and they cry and they cry, and the mother becomes exhausted and exhausted and exhausted, and there is absolutely no relief for the mom. There's nobody that can help her, especially in a lot of these inner-city environments. The money is only now starting to come in through states and school districts. But what's so frightening is autism was unknown until around the turn of the century with the development of industry in England and then later here in the United States. In the rural farming communities, you may have an occasional person who's slightly off, but that person is encompassed by a large extended family, and in the farming communities, they eventually find a niche where they're able to perform. In the more urban environments and in the more industrial environments, the situation becomes more pronounced. And in the year 2000, one child in every 5,000 was considered autistic within the spectrum of autistic behavior, which swings as wide as Bill Gates, who is the head of Microsoft, and Albert Einstein, who was the foremost physicist of our time, to a pendulum that swings the other way to where you have young adults in group homes who are still unable to bathe themselves without assistance. And numbers in the late 90s, it was like one child in every 10,000. Then in the year 2000, it was like one child in every 5,000. And then in the middle of 2006, it was one child in every 166. So we're seeing an explosive divergence within the human population. We're seeing an evolution or a de-evolution that is occurring. And it seems to be tied to mass electronic media bombardment within the habitat of human people.
Why? Okay, well, I was about to ask you what science knows about this, about the about autism. Period. What causes it? What brings it on? And you're saying the bombardment of modern media?
The mass electronic media. The coming of MTV in the 1980s and cell phones and personal computers and the internet and PDAs and pagers and all of this created alterations in the environment, which in my opinion created alterations in the environment, and then the genome responded with mutations of its own. And because we care for these children, and we feed them, and we nurture them, and we raise them for the most part. Now, some of them are badly abused by families who, in ignorance, don't know how to take care of them. And that happens all over the world, such as the kids that are sleeping in cages in Ohio and Romania.
Yeah.
But these children are being nurtured, and so they are surviving. And more are being born, and many exhibit these savant-like behaviors, but many more have not found their niche yet. But for the ones that have, they're making, explosive inroads within their own networking.